I'm just gonna suggest you theory or something. You just tell me what you think about that. I think many people, and maybe not the majority, because I just don't know about statistics, but many people, they really deeply feel that something, they are being shaken too much. Let's say this, what they are used to, their comfort, their idea of the world is being so much shaken and so much, not destroyed, but so much shaken by these ideas, that they actually, if there are some people who are already suffering economically, but also having a hard time in society, not feeling so much control and power over what's happening in society. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, there are some movements that are putting in question all their ideas about how the world should be, how family should be, how life should be. This is starting to be too much. And then if you have someone, a political leader, who says we should go back to traditional values, traditional family, and this is how we should, probably people have a lot of reason to endorse it, because they would feel much safer, much more in control, and much more stabilized in their views and in their perception of the world, and that would be less threatening for them. So for their well-being, let's say, this is, makes a lot of sense that they support the people who are saying that wokeism or LGBT movement are going too far. I don't know if
I don't like the idea of connecting it to their well-being. I think that people can feel this, but at the end of the day, there's also, we have to think intersectionally about power and who are the people you're talking about, and that's also a bit of an imagination that maybe we're thinking of, like a white working class people. There's a lot of poor people that have been left behind in terms of class reason that are not that type of a person, that also face a lot of marginalizations due to their race, their ethnicity. And I think that it's really the idea of thinking that, you know, making a scapegoat out of LGBT people and their families and their issues somehow hurts the well-being of other people. I do think that is, in my view, goes a little too far. It's a commonly used narrative, and I do understand that, you know, political leaders can mislead people, and I think that's wrong. And I do understand that people can be easily misled because of these feelings, you know, that the world just doesn't make sense anymore. And I think that there would be a lot of, you know, there is a lot of work LGBTI movements do to try to, you know, explain, you know, like ideas around like love is love, or trying to explain how, you know, a lot of things that movements are asking for are just for simple recognition. And that would maybe need a lot more allyship as well from, you know, mainstream politicians, and they have received it in some cases, to kind of help explain why these movements are not asking for anything, you know, that would detract from the well-being of other people. They're just acknowledging that the way the world works, or how some people think it should work, has excluded, you know, many, many people. And not just, now I'm not just thinking about LGBT people, but you can think of all sorts of other marginalized people that have really been left out of this imagination of the good old days of how the world works. And without those changes, we're asking, you know, all of those people that have been excluded and left out of that picture to just be content with not being in it, or having their lives and their experiences not being represented. Most things that LGBT people are asking for, whether it's the right to have, you know, their families recognized or get to have a family themselves, or it's the right to you know, feel protected, that there's no hate crimes against them. You know, one of the main concerns for trans activists is the intense violence that trans people face in so many countries and societies. And then their issues get manipulated in mainstream politics as if they're asking, you know, as presented as a threat, of course, and as if they're asking for all of these things that will radically change the world in some way, when, you know, most trans organizers don't see themselves in any way as wanting to take things away from the way other people live their lives, but certainly want a place also for trans people within our social fabric. And so I think it's a little bit like I have a harder time, I guess, feeling that, you know, that people should be given a free pass to say, I don't have to think about any changes in the world, or I have to think that my well-being is hurt by imagining the inclusion of someone.